I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Greece has a new prime minister, and he could be exactly what believers and citizens need. And then later, a decades-old disaster is creating gospel opportunities in Ukraine. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, a new leader in Greece could be good for believers. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis promises to make the government more efficient, and there's hope for economic recovery. Speaking from Greece, AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says,
Kyriakos Mitsotakis, he's very well educated. He holds degrees from Stanford, from Harvard. He's had a successful career in finance. Seems to be well qualified for this position. Only time will tell. This is the first time he's serving in this capacity.
Greece is struggling to recover from its fiscal crisis and crippling austerity measures. Refugees and migrants continue pouring into the country while top professionals and thought leaders pour out.
Hundreds of thousands of educated people have left Greece. There has been this sentiment of frustration and sadness and despair for years now. And now it seems that the people are ready to turn the page.
The change holds potential for ministry.
If the economy starts doing better, that's going to affect the Greek church. People start to do better, it should provide more resources for the church to do its mission and to reach the community.
Next, a week ago today, 4,000 Syrian students braved the journey into Aleppo City to sit for their national exams. That they would risk so much to continue their education speaks into the hope that Syria's lost generation has for the country. Peter serves with a prayer ministry called Cry Out Now. Sensing this stirring, the ministry released a special 30-day prayer guide called Children of Hope. Peter says Syrian children drew their answers to the question, what is your dream for the future?
I would like to be a policeman and help in Syria to make it safe. And somebody else says, I want to be a doctor and I want to help children get well. Somebody else said, I want to be a teacher and I want to teach children in Syria when I go back. And so this sense of them wanting to take something positive back into Syria, they've seen the worst of it, and many talk about feeling safe.
The prayer points come from their dreams for the future. The prayer guide is free, and we've got a link to it in the article at our website. One last thing.
Let's keep believing that God is going to do something significant in Syria for those that have come to Christ outside of Syria. When they go back, that there will be the opportunity to take what they've learned and build small groups of Bible-believing people there in Syria.
And filmmakers and storytellers alike often utilize history in their work. Now the Chernobyl nuclear disaster of 1982 is joining the call list on HBO. But what some viewers may not realize is that many people still suffer from the very real present-day effects of this disaster. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association can attest to the life-threatening complications from radiation in Ukraine.
There's a military station there as well to kind of protect and guard the area around Chernobyl so that people will not go into what's known as the radiation zone. The radiation levels have fallen off, but they're still there, still in the water shelf.
The complications have left single parents struggling to raise kids in a small village near the reactor site. But it's here that SGA is lifting the local church to meet the physical and spiritual needs of their community.
Where the world has brought on absolute disaster in the Chernobyl region, we see that God has raised up churches, and these churches have been ministering to the needs of people, even making a decision at personal risk to move into these zones to minister the gospel.
Walk with these churches through prayer as they meet physical and spiritual needs. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirred your heart for anything I talked about today, or things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop on to Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.